Starting on the Amud, at the top. Rabbi Zeira Chalash. Ale Gabei Rabbi Abahu. Right? So now we're carrying on. Yesterday we spoke about the different brochas and the breaking when you're starting. What you're saying? Rabbi Zeira was sick. Ale Gabei Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu came to visit him. Right? So now the Mishnah Shas changes this Kabil to Kibel. Kibel Alei, right? Rabbi Abahu made a neder, so to speak. Right? That I mitpatach ketina charich. Right, so he says over here that I mitpatach katina charich shakei. Now, with Rashi says here, who is katina charich shakei? Kachayuk. Ah, it's in Rashi here. Oh my God.
Sir, I'll just tell you that.
Oh, why didn't you tell me
that? It says Baba Matsuya.
So I must have seen it yesterday even. Okay. All right. Kachayuk, according to the time of Fresh Baba, he says he was called katina charich shakei. Katina, the little one, who charich shakei, his thighs were burnt. Right, how in the English translation? Singed thighs. Okay, right? Hello, Rabbi Zeira. The time of Rabbi Matzia by Socher Apolim Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph. Before Rashi, okay, I was betting. The Gemara says like this on Rashi in Rabbi Matzia Pei Hei Amud Aleph. At the bottom of the Gemara, five lines was like this. Rabbi Zeira Kisalik Arish. Rabbi Zeira was from Bavel, and he went to make Aliyah to Israel. Yativ Meir Tanita Delishtakach Gemara Bavla Mina. He set 100 fasts to forget the Torah of Bavel. Right? Ki hechi de lo nitrede. Right? So we're trouble. Yativ me'achrinite lo lishkov. Rabbi Lazar. Remember, I forgot what it was. Right? He also said another 100 fasts that Rabbi Lazar wouldn't die. B'shane. V'nafrin lavei mile de tzibura. Because then he'd be the boss. And he didn't want all the tzibur problems on his head. V'yativ me'achrina. And he set another 100 fasts. De lo nishlot bein nure de gehenim. Another 300 fasts, he wouldn't, the fire of Gehenim. Imagine you're a Bezeru now and you're worrying about the Gehenim fire, right? Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't trouble. It wouldn't call Klatin Yome. Every 30 days, says a Gemara. Have a Badik Nafsha. He tests himself to see if he has overcome the fire problem. Shagar Tanura, right? Salik Vayati Begwe. He'd light a fire and he goes sit in the fire. Velo Have Shaltebe Nura. And the fire, the flames didn't, he was training himself not to be burnt. Like a salamandra, right? Well, it's not really true, right? Yom Echad, Yavu Bei Rabbanan Ina. Once upon it happened that the Chachamim, right, Yavu Bei Ina, they looked at what was going on, obviously, I don't know. They looked at it, and maybe they it distracted him, whatever. The Ichrechu Shake, his thighs got burnt. The Karule, from that day onwards, they called him Katin Charich Shake. That was his nickname. Right, a little charich shakei, right? The Sfarim Yishayim says katina. The Mesorah Shasi says, not in some sense, don't say katin, katina charich shakei. He was referred to as the little guy with the burnt thighs. Here we see who it was, right? So now Rabbi Zeira was sick, and Rabbi went to visit him, and Rabbi made a neder, imit patach, and he called him by his nickname, katina charich shakei, avidne yom etav rabbi, I'll make a yom tov. Okay, it patach, right? Now he got better. If you look at the Likutei Rashi over here, by the way, it's on katina de inish gutzahave. He was a very short guy. Okay, very short about the same Gemara over there. Also, pay him another. Okay, Ketana Chiruch now mitpatach. Rashi says mitrape. Right, that's a good one. So itpatach, he got better. Avid sudat lechulahu rabbanan. Say, made a suda, kept his word. Now we're interested in the suda, right? We want to know what's going on in the suda. That's really what this is all about because we're interested in the benching. So ki mat lemashrei. So now when they came to bench, Rashi says yelishne de sheruta. Right, what does it mean? Klomar lifros birkara motzi velecho. They're coming to make a motzi now at the beginning of the meal. So Amar Leil Rabbi Zeira, they said Rabbi Zeira, Lishle Amar, it's in your honor this Suda, right? You make Birkat Amotzi. Your honor, fair enough, right? Give him the kavod. Amar Leil, so Rabbi Zeira says now, imagine he's talking here to Rabbi Abahu, right? Lo Sava Lamar Lahad Rabbi Yochanan, don't you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, it said Amar Balabait Botzeya. The Balabait is the one who makes Amotzi, right? So Shara Leil, they made Amotzi. Assuming the Rabbi accepted it, he made Amotzi. Rabbi Abahu. They came to benching. Amalei Navrich Lanman. Rabbi says to Rabbi Zeira, no, now honor us with the benching. Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira says to him, Lo Sava Mar Lahad Rav Huna, they mean Bavel. I mean, it seems like he is in Eretz Yisrael at the moment, right? He says, Demin Bavel, from Bavel. Look at Rashi, yeah? Rav Huna Demi Bavel, Hainu Rav Huna Stame. He's actually the normal Rav Huna that we know. right? אבל לפי שעכשיו היה רבי זרע בית ישראל, נהיה רבי זרע בית ישראל, במקום רבי אביהו, והיה עולה מבבל, כמה רכי, that's why I said, don't you hold like רב הונה in בבל, meaning we are not, but it's a regular רב הונה, it's not a different רב הונה. That what רב הונה say, תאמר בוצא המברך, the person who made a מוצי, he must bench. So Rav Zera is trying to get out of it, right, from all different sides. So so the Gemara says, Ve'ihu keman svirile, right? So Ve'ihu, him, right, Rav Zera, who does he hold like? He says, Kanav Yochanan, Mishu Bishu Min Yochai, Balabait Botzeya, Ve'oreach Mevarech. Really, that's the halacha. Rav Yochanan says that the Balabait, he makes a motzi, and the Oreach, he makes the brocha. Why? The benching. Why? But Abayit Botzeya, why does he make a motzi? Kadesh Yivatzeya Ba'ayin Yafa. He knows how much he can afford to give everybody, right? So he can be generous. He knows there's another three challahs in the kitchen. If this challah gets finished, he can bring in more. If you're the Boreach, you don't know. You see two challahs on the table, you think that's all that there is. So you, a lot of people at the Suda, big meal, you skimp and give each a little bit. But Abayit, he knows he's got a kitchen full of challahs. He can throw out the challahs and be all very generous, right? Ve'oreach mevarech. Why does the guest bench? K'day she'yavarech le'bal ha'bayit. I got a bach ezdiya le'bal ha'bayit. Right? So this is an interesting halakha. A lot of people, remember, and I don't know all of you, but when I was growing up, this brocha didn't appear in the benches. In the last, I'd say, 30 years, I think in all benches today that are printed with this in. It's become very common. It's in the benches today. It says, my mevarech, and yeah, it gives us the brocha. This is the brocha of the bal ha'bayit. Yiratzon. Shouldn't be embarrassed in this world, and shouldn't end up also with any schuyot, whatever it is, in Olam Haba. The Rebbe, that's the standard brocha there that he mentioned. Then Rebbe is mosif bar. Rebbe adds things which we say as well in our brocha. You should be successful in his business dealings. Look at this, is amazing brocha. This you nechasav, his assets unechaseinu and ours mutzlachim, successful. Look at the next two words, ukrovim la'ir. This is a halacha, in my opinion, that you got to work close to home. Exactly what it is, mutzlachim or krovim la'ir. You have to travel for days and months to go and look after your dealings. Look at Rashi here. Krovim la'ir, why krovim la'ir? She'yachol lirotan balabayit tamid. You can always see them, they're at a hand. V'ladat, mahen shichin. So you got to invest in property. Don't go to Montenegro, Romania. Go to Tel Mond, right? So now, v'ali shlot satan lo ma'aseh adav lo ma'aseh adeinu. And the satan shouldn't have any control over us. V'al, that's a bit of a girsat issue over here. The Gemara says, v'al yizdaker. If you look at Masorah Shasa over there, he says Berif uBerosh, and to Shulchan Aruch it says Al Yizdakek. Right? You shouldn't have any need. Right? Shum davar v'al yizdakek lo lefanav v'nei. Shum davar hiruchet v'avera. Don't have any evil thoughts or any averas v'avon or sins me'ata v'adlam. From now forever. It's a beautiful brocha that. Nice brocha to say in the Baal HaBayit. Okay, so now we finished with that. Now, gross, like we carry on back to our discussion on Birkat HaMazon yesterday. So now the question here is, Ad Heichan Birkat HaZimun? Birkat HaZimun we saw yesterday is Rabotai Nevarech. And the question is, where does Birkat HaZimun end? And you can see there's a Machloket Rishonim over here, exactly what this question is all about. It's not Pashut what the Gemara's question is. It says, Ad Heichan Birkat HaZimun. What is it referring to? Ad Heichan. We'll see in a second. We'll go into a little bit more detail. What's the Ad Heichan Birkat HaZimun? Rashi says, yeah, Birkat HaZimun. So Rashi says, what is Birkat HaZimun? When the three of you say it, and when the only two of you don't say that broch at all. In other words, when two people are benching on their own, or one person benching on their own, where does he start? And when there's Zimun, what does he add in? That's how Rashi understands the question. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech, Rav Sheshet Amar Ad Hazan. Rav Nachman says the Rabotai Nevarech section, which we understand, but Rav Sheshet is difficult for us. Rav Sheshet says, Azazan. So Rav Sheshet adazan et hakol, meaning that contra Rav Sheshet, if you're a yachid, you start your benching where? Nodeh. Nodeh lach Hashem lo kan. You don't start, Baruch Hashem adazan et ha'olam, kolo b'tuvo b'chem b'chesh rachamim. That's part of Zimun. That's what he says. Right? So the Gemara says, Neime ketnai. Right? Look at Tosfot for half a second, please. Take a Tosfot. Have a look at the Tosfot there. Even if you don't normally, look at the Tosfot there. Ad hechem b'yukad ha'zimun. He says, Piresh Rashi, Mamtin adazan vahazan bichlal. Sorry, that's actually coming up just now. No, we'll get to that also. Right? So Abdachar Rabbi Nevarach Rosh Hashanah Arazan. The Gemara says, Naim HaKetan. This is Laka Machloket Tanayim. This is Laka Machloket Amoraim over here. Between Rav Nachman and Rav Shesh. It's Laka Machloket Tanayim. The Tani, we've got one brighter that says, Tani Chada, Birkat Amazon, Shtayim, Shalosh. The Bach changed it to Shtayim, Shalosh. Right? It says, Birkat Amazon. How many, one brighter says that Birkat Amazon benching is sometimes two brochas and sometimes three brochas. V'Tanya Idach, another brighter says, Shalosh v'arba, at 3 and 4. Right, look at Rashi quickly. Birkat Amazon shtayim v'shalosh. Pamim shem shtayim brachos, sometimes there's two brachos. And pamim shem shlosh, sometimes there's three brachos. Keitzat says Rashi, how did that happen? K'shehem shlosha, when there are three people together, hain shalosh brachot. Then it's easy, you add the third bracha. K'shehem shnayim, with only two people, hain shtayim brachot. You already say two brachos. K'farash v'ad, we'll see the second command. The command says like this. Savrua. The Chule Alma Tov Yamaiti loved right. The Gemara says, first we're going to say that this machloket over here, whether it's Amoraim or Tanaim, everybody agrees that Tov Yamaiti is not a Doraita, because no one says that benching is sometimes four brochas or three brochas, it's either two or three, which means that the brocha Tov Yamaiti is always left out. It's not a brocha Doraita. That's what the Gemara's assumption is. Now, my love, Bahakim Ifrega, so what is the machloket now, really? The Gemara says, this seems to be the machloket. What's the machloket? Man the Amar Shtayim Veshalosh. The one who says that benching can sometimes be two and sometimes be three, Kesavar Adhazan, he holds what? That Birkat Azimun is Adhazan. Look at Rashi. The Kesavar, the Birkat Zimun Adhazan, Keshem Shnai, when they're two, Eilerim Ela Birkat Ta'aretz V'Borei Yerushalayim. Right? Uman Damar Shalosh V'Arba, and the one who says 3 and 4, Kesavar Adnevarech, he says, no, Birkat Azimun is Ad Nevarech, Rashi, Keshen Shnayim, Arei Shalosh, the three brochas, Hazan, Birkat Aretz, and Yerushalayim. And Keshen Shloshah, and the three of them, Mosifim, Nevarech, Ad V'tuv V'chayinu. Okay? So that is, we can pretty much all identify with the idea of 3 and 4, correct? Because that's what we live today. We have 4 or 3 brochas. When we have a Zimun, we add a 6th brocha. Just a half a second, the extra brocha of Hazan is not of Zimun. Normally, we learned the other day, remember there was a machloket we saw in Amoraim, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, and I don't remember who it was. Rabbi Yochanan was definitely one of the people, that a brocha always has to have shame and malchut. Remember that? The Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. So always has to have malchut and shame. We bought the pasuk, and we saw that every brocha has to have malchut. We're going to see in our Gemara today the concept of bracha smucha lechaverta, that sometimes you've got a brocha, and the first brocha has baruch, and every brocha has to begin with baruch and end with a baruch. Right now, Azan et HaKol, the Zimun, not Azan, the Zimun doesn't have a bracha. There's no Baruch. Rabotai Nevarech, he shame Hashem Mevorach. It's got shame, it hasn't got Malchut, Mevorach Lama. It hasn't got a Baruch in it. So how come that's called a bracha? So I saw the Pasuk Yogamara, I said, give me a few minutes. I saw this morning. Here. Where's the union? I think I saw it this morning in here. See, I said, and I saw a printed Birkat Azimun. That the whole idea over here is Birkat Azimun, right? He said, if it was a brocha on its own, so we'd need to have, like all other brochas, you'd have to have Shem and Malchut. However, we see that it hasn't got Shem and Malchut. It says, according to the Talmud Yerushalmi, right, that this brocha is not a brocha kavua. That's what makes it. It's not a brocha kavua. So it's not a brocha kavua. It's not a brocha which we always say, and it's only said at certain times when there's more than three people or three at least. So therefore, it's not considered a complete brocha. It doesn't need shem malchut, right? And even the dinim of smicha bracha lechaverta is not shaykh avia. So it seems that the concept of a brocha. When do we say that a brocha has to have shem malchut? If it's a brocha kavua, you always say it in certain circumstances. Here, because even you can bench and not say it. The Yerushalmi says therefore it can be a brocha, but not be a brocha with Shem Malchut and the brocha. So that's why it's called a brocha in the Gemara, having a Shem Malchut. That's just the point which I thought was mentioning. Okay. So now, the verse is like this. So is that the machloket, that some say 2 and 3, and some say 3 and 4? And therefore, Azan would be up to Nevarech, or Azan would be up to Azan. And it says, lo. Rav Nachman metarets letame, Rav Sheshet metarets letame. They've each got their own reasons, that's not the machloket. And what's the reason? Rav Nachman metarets letame. Now, what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman said that Birkat Azimun is Ad Nevarech. And Rav Sheshet said that it's Ad Hazan. So Rav Nachman, how does he explain it's Ad Nevarech? He said like this, the Kula Alma, as far as Rav Nachman is concerned, Kula Alma Ad Nevarech. Everybody agrees it's Adna Vare. So what does this mean over here, 3 and 4? It's not that I say 3 and he says 4. We all say Adna Vare. So what's the Gemara says? Sometimes it's 3, sometimes it's 4, the different writers. Man Dama Shalosh Va'arba Shapir. The one who says 3 and 4 Shapir, we can understand that. Why? Because we've got Zimur Adna Vare, and then we've got 3 brachas. Well, Man Dama Shtayim V'Shalosh, the one who says 2 and 3, he would say like this. Amar Lecha Hacha V'Birkat Poalim, Maskei B'Tov V'Birkat Poalim. It's a no, it's not, nothing to do with Zimun. Everybody agrees that Zimun, and the one who says that it's sometimes 2 and sometimes 3 would depend. If it's Birkat Poalim, then Birkat Poalim, we're going to make it quick. So we want the Poalim to get up and go work, get on with their job. So therefore, we shorten the bracha. He said like this. Damar Mar, like the Ola Bacha, he said like this. Just look at the Ola Bacha, he changed it completely. Damar Mar, bracha rishona ketikuna. The first bracha is like we say, the full azan. And the shnia, poteach birkat haaretz v'kolelim bonei Yerushalayim. It's a squashed up, abbreviated bracha. And that's why it's only two brachas. You have azan and then haaretz and bonei Yerushalayim is one bracha. And Rav Sheshet, that is how Rav Nachman would explain it. He says, nothing to do with Zimun. Everybody agrees that Zimun is arazan. Rav Sheshet says, no. Metaris atamei lakas. The kule alma arazan. He says, everybody agrees that Zimun is arazan. That's pashut. Everyone agrees. So how do we have sometimes 2 and sometimes 3 or sometimes 3 and sometimes 4? He says, man damar shtayim v'shalosh shapir. So he says, Rav Sheshet, it's pashut. Everyone agrees arazan. And therefore, sometimes you got 2 and sometimes you got 3. Because if it's a razan, if it's a zimun, you make a razan. If it's not a zimun, you only start from node. Uman damas shalosh rabbi. His problem now is the fourth brocha, right? Where's the fourth brocha come from? Kesavar da'atov ve'ameitiv doraitehi. Spanning the works. Right? And that's how he would explain it. So basically, we've got a machloket over here of Nachman Rav Sheshet. Now, I want to see something over here. Because I remember a couple of ago, we had some klalei psika, and we saw, I actually wrote it, where did I write it? I'm not going to spend too much time looking for it. But we saw that we had got Rabbi Yochanan, and now we got a case of Rabbi Shmuel, Galachas Domni Lak Rav. And then, if I'm not mistaken, we also saw that Tosfot brought a klal of the halacha of a machloket Rav Sheshet. Anybody remember that? He brought a klal there also of Rav Sheshet, and he showed how the halacha is like Rav Sheshet in Dine Isurim. Anybody remember that? I can't remember what it was. There was a Tosfot where he said that there were klalim as well, and he said there's also Rav Sheshet. So I've got a feeling that the halacha is also like Rav Sheshet. That would be a bit of a problem. Because, okay, so let's go. So Rav Sheshet says, he says over here that that Doraita, which is a bit of a difficulty. So now once we're on this question about Doraita, right, the question Amar Yosef, Teda. Don't be confused for a second. Doraita is not Doraita. Now the Gemara is giving a couple of reasons proving why Hatomet is not Doraita. The first reason over here, he says, why, says Rav Yosef, Sharei Poalim or Krimota. The Poalim we saw read in the Gemara yesterday. Remember we said that Rav Ashi said it softly so as not to mezalzel the brocha. Remember? And we said Rav Ashi said it very softly. And we said Abaye made it, said it very loud. So that we came to, but said the Amen after Bonei Yerushalayim, loud. So that the Poalim would know it's time to go. Remember that? Mm-hmm. We said it yesterday. Rav Ashi said it very softly. Rav Mezalzel. So we agree that the Poalim leave for Atov Ameitiv. So it says here, Rav Yosef, if Atov Ameitiv was Doraita, how could the Poalim leave? So it's Pashu that it's a Rabbanan. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Bar Amar to Mishmei Rav. Rav says, did Atov Ameitiv love Doraita? How do you know that's another proof? Shrei Poteach Ba Baruch, Ve'ein Chotem Ba Baruch. Because it's got its own Baruch. We start again. Baruch Atov Ameitiv. We start Baruch and Baruch. Now, if it was a Dorabad, if it was a Doraita, so it would be Samuch Lechaverta of Azan and Borei Yerushalayim. We'd have to start Baruch and Baruch. Why we suddenly got a Brocha in the middle with the whole Baruch? We say Hazan et HaKol, and we say Nodelecha. We don't start the Birkat Ta'aretz with a Baruch. Why? Because it's Samuch Lechaverta of Azan. And then we say Uvnei Yerushalayim. We don't start with the Baruch. We end with the Baruch. Why? Because it's Samuch Lechaverta of the previous three Brochas. So if it was a Doraita, we just carry on the benching. Why would we start a new Brocha Baruch? Right, look at Rashi over here. Potech baruch v'idoraita he havias smucha lechaverta v'ein potchim baba baruch. So he says, we wouldn't have to start with baruch. Kedetanya, we got a brighter. Kol habrachot kulan potech v'baruch v'chotem baruch. All brachas a klal. This is a brighter that says as a rule. Right, it's going psachim. As a rule, every bracha has to have a bracha, a baruch in the beginning and a baruch at the end. Chutz mi brikar ha-peirot, bracha borei pre-eitz. We don't say a bracha, it's going to borei pre-eitz, baruch, whatever. We say just one bracha. Or brikar ha-mitzvot. When we put on tefillin, we say meniach tefillin. We don't say meniach tefillin, baruch, whatever. Or bracha ha-smucha le-chaverta. Right? And a bracha that's close to another bracha of a friend of it. Like in Shmona Asher, for example, we say v'tein talumata, we say barech aleinu, Takabash or fire. We don't start off with Baruch, each one of those brochas. We end with a brocha. They're all Samuch Lechaveta. We started to be in a brocha, Avzalim, Magen Avraham, etc. Right? That's a brocha. They all fit in. Or brocha Achrona Sheba Krishma. Right? And all these brochas as well. Emet V'yatziv, Emet V'muna. We don't start with Baruch. We go Emet, even though Shema's in the middle. It's not considered a hefsek. I think Rashi actually mentions it over here. Look at Rashi. Yakadani, right? Shema, right? So now he says, Yeshmin Shepoteach Behen Bebaruch, Enchotem Bebaruch. There's some that start with Baruch, that end with Baruch. Right? If you look at the Kutta Rashi over here from the Gemara Pesachim, it says, Me'elu Sheiskarnu Shepoteach Bebaruch, Enchotem, Kabon Birkat Peru to mitzvahs. There's some that you start with Baruch and don't end with Baruch. Yeshmin Shechotem, and some that don't start and some that end. Look at Rashi. Kagon Brachas Muchelechaberta. Like a Brocha that's close to its friend. Sharei Kfar Patach Bebrocha Rishone. You've already started with Baruch. Ubracha achron shiva kriyashma, emet v'yatziv. Right? Emet v'emunah. Sh'afi shekriyashma mafsik bein tam. Here's the Rashi. Rashi says, even though kriyashma is in the middle, abirkot dilefanei ha-smuch, it's still samuch to the brochas before birkot ha-kriyashma, v'havir ha-smuch ha-lechaberta. Right? So therefore, v'empelech baruch, v'atov v'hameitiv, what is different about that? Poteach b'baruch, v'ein chotem b'baruch, michlal de'brocha bifnei atzmahi. It starts with Baruch. Why does it stop? Why don't we can understand if it ended with Baruch? Because in the beginning, Baruch would be Samuch Lechaberta. Yeah, it started with Baruch, which proves to us, according to Rav, that it's a Baruch on the Nukrashi. Yeah? The love Smuch Lechaberta, he she'enu mebirkan Amazon, ela al kvurat harugei beitar tiknua. It's got nothing to do with benching. It's a separate Baruch that they eventually had the reshut to bury all people who were killed in Beitar, and they added in over there. It's got nothing to do with the Birkat Hamazon whatsoever. That's the second proof of how to do the Tavetiv is a Rabbanan. Amram Nachman by Yitzchak, and Rachel's got a third proof. Teidar, the Tavetiv Dav Doraita, Sharei, or Krinotab Beita Avel. Interesting, eh? We don't do this. He says, in a Beita Avel, you wouldn't say Atol Be'ametiv. You just say the first three brochas, and then get on with Ukarashi, yeah? Shokrinotab Beita Avel, Aliba Drabi Akiva. It's a machloket Tanaim. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't say it. Now, if it was a Doraita, Rabbi Akiva could never have a minute not to say it. Even though Matan Paskan Locha like Rabbi Akiva, in this case, actually quite, I was discussing with Noam yesterday, we had a klal that Rabbi Akiva, Halocha Rabbi Akiva Mechaberav, right? That normally Rabbi Akiva is in a machloket, Rabbi Halocha like Rabbi Akiva. We've seen in this Gemara, in Brachot so far, and that Halocha is like, as a klal Rabbi Akiva, which a lot of times have been done. Here, for example, it isn't. But still, what the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Akiva would say that you wouldn't have to wait him, and there's no way he'd say it if it was a Doraita. Right, and look over here, Kedetanya, we've got a brighter. Right over here says like this, Mahem Omri Bet Avel. We're talking about benching now, right? In Birkat Hamazon, what would you say in a Bet Avel? So, Baruch Atov Yametiv. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Baruch Diana Emet. See that? Rabbi Akiva says, you leave out Tov Yametiv. How can you say Tov Yametiv in Bet Avel? Tov Yametiv is a broch on good things. When a person dies, you say Baruch Diana Emet. We'll see that. I think it's in this Masechta as well. Mevarchina la Ra'a, Kabosh Vachina Tova, Kabosh Vachina Tova, Mevarchina Ra'a. And you say Baruch Atov Baruch Diana Emet. So he says that Tov Yametiv. So we see the conclusion in the end that you say even Atov Ametiv, you say both Dayan Emet and Atov Ametiv, but Rabbi Akiva was happy to take out Atov Ametiv, which is proof that it's not a Doraita. Now, while we're on this discussion over here about we said about Avel.
What is Doraita, you've got two parshas, but not mentioned as such. Why are you saying it's Doraita? The
Doraita
is the bench afterwards. Whatever that is.
Achalta lach.
Okay.
So that's what the Gemara learns from that. We'll come to it. That you say that benching is azanet hakol ala aretz hatova. You got to mention hatova and la aretz hatova. Why did it say haaretz hatova? Haaretz would be good enough for it, Israel. In fact, it says haaretz hatova. I mean, just going to make a bracha on Yerushalayim. That's how the Gemara learns it. Okay. So you got ala aretz vala tova. So therefore, those are three. It doesn't say we ala tova amativ on the dead who were buried in Beitar.
Okay.
So that's how the Gemara learns it. Okay. So now Marzutra ikle lebei Rav Ashi. So now, Itra Bay Milta, right? He was in Rashi's house, and Itra Bay Milta means that things happened to him, right? Itra Bay Milta means that bad things happened. There was a funeral over here, right? Patachu Barich, and therefore he started benching. And Patachu Barich, Atov Ameitiv El Emet, Dayan Emet. Look, this is a whole brocha that he says in the Avel's house. I don't know, we don't see it today. I've never seen it before. On the siddurs, because it's brought la'alocha, yeah. The singer has it? They sing in a Beit HaAvel?
No, the singers.
No, I'm joking. Yeah. Okay. Right? Says, really, hey, has this whole bocha, yeah? It's interesting. Amazing. Clearly, he said like this. Mazutra Iklebe, he said like this. Patachu Barach, Atova Meitiv El Emet, Dayan Emet. So he said like the brighter, both of them. Shofet Betzedek. He judges justfully. Lokeach b'mishpat. He does things in mishpat. V'shalit bo lamo. He rules his world. La'asot bo kitzono kichol drachav mishpat. This is what it's at the funeral, right? Shakol shelo. Everything says v'anachnu amo v'abadav. V'v'chol anachnu chayavim lodot lo levarcho. We've got to thank him for everything. Goder pratzot b'Yisrael. He feels God's the pritzos. V'hu yodor et ha'pirtza hazot b'Yisrael l'chayim. Okay, that's the bracha that he said. So now we finish all of that. Now we come back to our question. And this is the Tosafot that I actually wanted to speak about when I said, it's not Pashu what the question is. What's like this? L'heichan uchozer. Remember, we actually started off by saying, Ad heichan birkat hazimun. Remember? We Ad heichan birkat hazimun. And now the Gemara says, okay, new tachlis. We've been through this whole story here, to the right, not the right, birkat avel, all the brichot of the balabayit, etc., etc. Tachlis, where do you go back to now? You're making a zimun. You say Rabotai Levarech, and now where do you go back to? Now, where do you go back to after what? Now we'll see where that old question like this. Lehechan hu chozer. Look at Rashi. Lehechan hu chozer. Mi shenitztaref lezimun. V'aman le'el alibad Rav Sheshet birkat zimun arazan. Someone who joins the zimun, and we saw earlier on Rav Sheshet that zimun arazan. We said the whole brocha Rabotai Levarech arazan et hakol. That is all birkat zimun. Rashi is saying, we speak about a case over here where there are three people eating. Remember, one guy has to wait for the other two to bench. And now we said that's nimus, right? That's the right thing to do. Now they bench, now he carries on eating. Question, when he finishes his meal now and he wants to bench, what does he do? Does he start from azan, from the first broch again? Just start from Nodeh. Good question, right? Anybody ever thought of that? Ever thought of that? Right, you eating, God, often happens, person makes a bench, and then you carry on eating afterwards. So you answer to the Zimun, and now where do you go back to? You go back to Nodeh, and you start from the beginning again. Right? So Rashi says, V'chazar zeh shehifsik l'shnayim v'gamar surat, V'chazar zeh shehifsik l'shnayim v'gamar surat. So the guy who waited for those two to finish, now he finished. L'echanu chozeh levarich, l'achar shehigmor, so now he finished eating, where does he go back to? That's how Rashi understands this question. And what did the Gemara say? Right? Chozer Lerosh. Sorry, Hechel Chozer Rav Zvid, Mishmeid Abaya Amar, Rav Zvid said Abaya's name, Chozer Lerosh. Look at Rashi Chozer Lerosh. Tazan, Sharein, Dichai, Bezimun, Shebetchila, Hukba, Begimun. He's got to make Zimun. He had three to begin with, and now he's got to do the benching. For Rabbanan Amre, Lemakom, Shepasak. And Rabbanan, now if it's a Yachid and a Rabim, who's Aloha normally Rak? Rabim. So who's Aloha Lak? Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan say? Lemakom shepasak. Who in this room the last time they benched, answered to Zimun, and then when they finished eating, went and said, no, they never said the first brocha. Yeah. Put up your hands. None of you.
You only answer the beginning part. You don't say the Baruch atah till Hazan.
But you got that right, so that's right. Right. Vehilchita, look at the Gemara, lemakom shepasak. Now, just like we all surprised over here, Tosfot was pretty surprised. Look at the Tosfot quickly. Look at Tosfot. We just read the first. We'll read the whole Tosfot, but we'll skip out a bit. Lehechan hu chozer. So now where does he go back to? So Piresh Rashi, the Kai lecha, the Pasik, the Shtayim, Umam, Tinachem, Adazan, Vehechan chozer, the Chashulato. So Rashi explains, Rashi says, the two guys finished, the one guy's waiting, then he eats. Now where does he go back to? Rabbanan, Amrei lemakom shepasak, v'hilchot lemakom shepasak. And the Gemara says, that is to where you ended. Meaning you start your brocha of Amodin. Look at Tosfot. V'tayma, how can that be? De'im kain, hechi hilchot lemakom shepasak, harish achal acharkach. How can it be? And the guy carried on eating. What about the food he ate afterwards? Well, he doesn't say Hazan anymore on that food. If he never ate at all again, you can understand. But we're talking about a guy who carried on eating. And we're assuming he ate bread. That's the assumption, right? So how he doesn't make a brocha now, what he ate now, his brocha Hazan was on. We ate up until now. What about from he ate from until now? Right? The Gemara says, הרי אם כן, איך היא יחדת למקום שבא זה? הרי אחרי שכל השחל אחר כך. הם פשיטת, היא עכשיו אפילו להזן. דהה הזן דורייטה. This can't be the question. It's basically said that הלכת לך רבנן. That's how, we never said הלכת לך רבנן. We never said הלכת לך רששת, או הלכת לך רבאי, who was it? היא הלכת לך רבאיה. So that we want them, he'll get it by the rod. So Gary said, okay, so therefore Tosafot said, we've got to explain this a little bit differently, this question. Okay, so Rich Lomar, Dekai, Hadam, Rina La'el, we're talking about a different case, which is early on. Da'am Evarech Omer, Nevarech Shechal Mishalo. We're talking about in the case of Zimun, where the guy is making a bracha, says, Rabotan Evarech, Hashem, Rabotan Evarech Shechal Mishalo. V'hamesu Bidonin, Baruch Shechal Mishalo, U'tvoh Chayinu. Exactly our version, and they answer. Now the question is, Lechan hu chozir ha-mevarech? The mevarech. Now who's saying, Rabotai nevarech, right? La'achar she'anu ha-mesubin, where does he go back to? Chozir la-rosh? Sha'mevarech chozir v'omeh nevarech shechal mishlov v'tvoh chayinu? In the birkat ha-zimun.
That's what we do.
What we do, we say, Rabotai nevarech, and says, Yishem ha-shem ha-chnav olam. So Yishem ha-shem 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 ha. Now the question is, do I say now again, Baruch Shachal Mishlo Tvochayinu? Why don't you go Baruch Hashem Zan Tako and skip out Baruch Shachal Mishlo Tvochayinu? That's what Tosfos says. Where does the Mevarech go back? Does he carry on now? Or does he repeat the Baruch Shachal Mishlo? He says, that's what it means. It says, Baruch Chozer V'meh Baruch Shachal Mishlo Tvochayinu. Rabbanan Amrei Lemakom Shepasak Shomer Baruch Shachal Mishlo V'chein Hilchita. That's what it is. Where did you end off? I repeat it again. That makes much more sense now to Tosfos, right? Skip down a couple of lines. V'hacha bayi lo'to min ha'shuk. He says, over here, so now, when is this a problem here? He says, also, we look at the guy who goes to the market, right? He says, we could answer Rashi's way. He's talking about a guy who's, when we said that if one guy's leaving the room, you can bench on him, even though he's out so long as you can see, remember? Mm-hmm. Now, that guy over there, if he comes back to the table, V'hacha bayi lo'to min ha'shuk, l'echan hu chozehim, l'makom she'pasak, t'hai l'omar ba'azan v'aylach. Says, now we got I can understand, because that guy went, he hasn't spoken in the meantime. He came back, he can carry on after where he ended off. So you can sort that Rashi and sort that both. It could be basically in two different ways you can explain the word, but the first way is the better way to explain, like we said. He didn't carry anything because he went to the circuit, he didn't write. Okay, so now Rav Zvi Mishra Ravah Chod, okay, this Amal Yashkul Rav Shaishet, right? Says like this. Amale Resh Kalut Rav Sheshet. Afa Gavdra Baran Kashishe Atud. Even though you guys are Kashishim, in other words, you've got experience. He says, nonetheless, Parsai, Betzorche Suda, Bekibinach, the Parsai, the Persians, when it comes to etiquette, I think that's the right word, to etiquette for meals, right, that they are better than you. Bizman changed them with Reslakas. When they're two mitot, remember they would eat on beds, right?
Jewish Persians?
I don't think so. Goisha Persians. Bisman changed their mitot when they're two mitot, right? Rashi says, yeah, they chobe heisaybat, but they do it on the left side, and their legs be on the ground. Ish al mate mitach. Each had their own couches, like yeah, shay lounge. What's it called? Shay. How do you pronounce it? What is shay? Shay. Shay's lounge, whatever. Right. Says like when they're two of them, gadol mesev barosh or shay lo lemarimis. The gadol barosh, I says he sits down first, and then the guy behind him. Michael's got pictures over here, and then the guy, and then the katan is behind him. On the couch over there. Right? Not by his feet. When there are three of them eating, the girl is in the middle. The second guy in order, right? They're very in order of gadlut, right? Is over here. And the third guy is at the bottom by his feet. Right? So Amar Le. So now, this was his Kulis Rav Shesh. Rav Shesh says to Resh Galuta. He said, what are you talking about? If he's sitting behind him now and the gadol wants to talk, look at Rashi. Right? He says, the gadol was talking to the guy behind him. It's to get up. Right? While he's lying down. And he can't talk to the guy behind him. He's off behind his head. He's facing the other direction. V'tovlo, he says, rather she yeshev sheni lo lemate hemenu v'yishma dvarav kashu mote. He says, I think it makes more sense. The sheni guy sits there, so I'm lying down. I can talk to him. You get up and talk to him. Okay. It's not bechubat for the gadol to have to trouble himself to talk to the guy behind him. How can the parsaim say this? So he says, Onsi Resh Galut, he says, the Amale Shani Parasai, Parasai are different. Why? The Mechavele Bemachog, look at Rashi here, Bemachog, and Marim Berehem, it's Botehem Beremiza. They sign language each other. Now, I read, I think it was in there, I'm not sure it was there, it's one of the thing. It says there that it was actually the halacha of the Parsim, it was Asu to talk, says Shtanda, during the meals. So that's why they never spoke to each other. Eating, you kept quiet. So you spoke in signs. So it didn't make a difference in the guy. Right? Like in shul. They speak in shul. They eat. They don't talk during the meals. They eat speaking in shul. Some of the guys in our shul think that they're Persians. You're right. Okay. Right? Now, so that's what he says over there. Now, Mayim Rishonim. So now they're carrying and discussing now the etiquette, yeah? Mayim Rishonim. The guy comes to do Netach Adayim. Me'echam, who starts? He says it's still the same discussion between Rav Sheshet and Resh Galuta. So now Resh Galuta, Rav Sheshet says to Resh Galuta, where did the Persian start when it comes to Mayim Rishonim? He says Amaleh min Agadol. He says from the beginning, it's Amaleh min Agadol. The top of the Gadol first comes in Vases. He says, what are you talking about? Yeshev Gadol v'yishmo yadav ad she'notlin kulan. It's not right. The Gadol has to sit there quietly while the whole 20 people go in Vas. What's going on over here? Hmm. So he says, no, don't worry, they bring him his table immediately. He doesn't have to wait, he eats straight away, makes a meal straight away. Look at Rashi there. Altar, shulchan, shulmevin, we had the vochel of anav, kolich adechad, shulmevin, each of their own shulchan. So he says, okay, and now my machronim, echad mitchan. So now with the my machronim, where did they start with my machronim? So Amale, the Rashi says, the parsim, minakatan, with the most junior guy. So he says, what? The gadol yativ yadam zuamot ad shlotim kulan. And the gadol has to wait with dirty hands while everybody else is busy washing their hands. He's finished eating. Now, what's the story? So he says, no. Lo mesal ketachem ikame ad demante ma'al. They don't take his plate, his tray away until all the others are finished doing my machon. He can carry on eating. So there's no rush. Rashi Resh, right? He says, lo mesal ketachem ikame gadol ad demashu. Ubaot shu ochel acherim notli ma'al machon. While he's still busy eating, they do my machon. So Rav Sheshet now says to Resh Galut, that's all very nice about your parasim. He says, Ada matniten ana brighter. I don't know about you, parasim, I've got a brighter. And the brighter says like this, the Tanya, and this is a brighter sefta. That says, Kaitzad said, I say, but how do we do this story? He says, Bizman change day mitot. When they two mitot, Galam say, Merosh, Lulamate menu. I've got the katan at his feet. Why? So that he can talk to him without having to get up and look around. Because we don't believe in sign language. We say it's mutar talk in at the table. It's us who talk in shul. We paskin like that, right? Bizman change shalosh mitot. Here now, he agrees, by the way, with the Parsi. When there are three mitot, Gadol may save barosh. Sheini lo lemale hemenu. Also above him, like in the case. And shlishi lo lemate hemenu. And then the shlishi is at the bottom. So there's a bed, the couch would be in the middle, facing my feet. At my feet would be the shlishi, and at my head would be the sheini. We're sitting in a long row. Why they don't face each other, I'm not sure. I make much of this face each other. I've never had this problem. But there's a reason. Obviously, there are lots of them. I don't know why they aren't facing each other. Look at Rashi over here. Bizman shein shalosh shenu matavik. If Ian Bala said they want to talk, Mesapri mashnishi lo, he talks to the third guy. Ian Bala sapri mashenu, if he wants to talk to the second guy, tov hu she is good. It's good that he should get up. Why? For al yashpirit hasheni lo, if ne katanimenu, she hu le matav katanimenu le malimenu. Because if you're giving a bit of cover to the second guy, that you're making an effort to talk to him, when you're just talking to the third guy, relax. He's saying, look, for you, I'm happy to get up and talk to you. Right? So you make the gadol trouble himself to give cover to the second guy to show that the second guy is different to the third guy. Okay. Right? Now, the Mayim Rishonim Matchilim in a gadol. He says, Mayim Rishonim, we start with a gadol. Mayim Rishonim. Right? And he said over there as well, he said with the gadol. And Mayim Achronim would depend. Mayim Achronim, Bizman Shem Chamisha, when they're five, Matchilim in a gadol, we start with the first guy. Because you don't have to wait for five of them. With Manshay Meya, when there are hundreds, and Rashi says, I love Dafka Meya, and anything more than five, even if it's 10, right? Matchilim in a katan ad shemagim etzel chamesh. So the first 95 guys, you start from the katan up to them. The other five are busy eating. And then you get to the five, then you come to the top five, you go back to the gadol, right? V'chushim matchilim in a gadol. And now says the Gemara, ulamakom shemayim achronim. In a place where the minag is, it the guy who does my machronim l'shem birk bracha, then you go back to him. You go to the guys. You don't go to the gadol in the top five. In other words, pashut here that only the first five guys ever get a chance to bench. Right, the chances of giving a kata and benching here seems to be pretty slim. Okay, so now Gemara says Masal Rav Lerav. This helps Rav. Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Kol Anotel Yada Bachrona. We saw this Gemara the other day. Rav Shmuel says earlier on, this one Dafim Gimel, he says anybody who does by Machronim, Tchida, he's the God that's Bezov and Lebrocha. And Rabbi Chiya Havu Yatva Besugata, the same story. Come at Rebbe, the Kabrib, Amar Rebbe to the Rav. Rebbe said to Rav, Kum Mashiach, go wash your hands. Chazik ran, Rav Chiya Suli was getting very agitated. Amar, what's your problem? Bar Pachti, I am a Bekar Mazorak Amalach. Told you to bench, it's your kavod. We stop over there.